spiral, destination unknown. Double-crossed messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get
when there is no pebble tossed, no wind. Hi, everyone. This is Amanda, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sleeping in lately. you start thinking about a place that no one knows. And when the creeks run dry, it stays frozen in time. Strange lights in the sky start blinking. I can see the car outside, but it's listening.
Written on the card.
Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can make a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message is brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. And that was Good Girls Go Bad by Cobra Starship. We're gonna throw it back to the early 2010s and late 2000s now, with some Black Eyed Peas, some Kesha, some Lady Gaga. I hope you're prepared.
I wouldn't want to have it any other the way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got a sexy on steaming. She give my hotness a new meaning. Perfection, mommy, you gleaming. Inception, you got above a dreaming, dreaming. Damn, baby, I'm fiending. I'm trying to holler at you, I'm screaming. Let me love you down this evening.
Love it, love it, yeah, you know you are my demon.
Girl, we could form a team and I could be the king, you could be the queen. And my mind's dirty and it don't need cleaning.
I love you long time, so you know the meaning.
Oh, baby, I can't come down, so please come help me out. Step off the cloud, and I just can't get enough.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got me running like I'm Flojo. Signs a name on my heart with an XO. Love so sweet, got me vexed though. I wanna wish it right back like presto, yes. Meantime, I'll wait for the next time. She come around for a toast to the best time. We had a well back and forth on the text line. She got me fishing for a love, I confess I'm something about a smile and a combo. Got me high and I ain't coming down, yo. My heart's pumping out louder than electro. She got me feeling like Mr. Roboto. Oh baby, I can't come down, so please come help me out. Step off the cloud, and I just can't get enough.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
This is Mega Switch Up. Switch up. Switch up.
I just can't.
Switch up.
Not sunk in your bed, rock hot, up in your love shot. Not out by your cold shot. I'm stuck in your head.
Switch up.
I won't worry with making me feel. Give it to me, me. I want it all. Know what I mean? Your love is a dose of next.
Switch up.
Addicted, I can't get away from you. Afflicted, I need it, I miss it.
Switch up.
I want your love right next to me, and I can't erase you out of my memory.
mic.
Yeah, do you want
to go over there?
Hello, everyone. So that was Don't Speak by No Doubt. And before that was Just Can't Get Enough by the Black Eyed Peas. So recently, Taylor Swift was named by Billboard as the artist of the decade. And we have some thoughts. So
hi, I'm Lola. I have some thoughts on this. I think Taylor Swift should not have been named artist of the decade. I'm not particularly mad about it, but I do think that there are some artists who are more relevant and more boundary pushing who could be better contenders for artist of the decade.
Interesting. Who do you think that could be?
So I think if we're looking at like mainstream artists who like chart a bunch, maybe like Drake would be a good one because he did kind of bring R&B up to like the forefront of like the mainstream, or perhaps Ariana Grande just because of her like chart success. And I do think that she's more like culturally relevant now than Taylor Swift is.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And her music is also just like a little less generic than Taylor's, I think. Not to say that Taylor's music is bad, I just think that Ariana is like switched it up more across albums.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Yes, I'm Jeff. I'm host of the Chef Jeff Show, 5 a.m. Friday mornings. And I also am not a huge fan. Hold on, my headphones are really loud. Okay.
Oh, wait, also listen to Fireside Brats with me and Lola on Thursday mornings from 2 to 3 a.m. Yeah. We'll play some bops.
For a good time.
Yes. I enjoy that show. I've been on multiple times. And also, our show this morning was very fun. I brought Brandon, actually, our friend, for the first time into the studio. He enjoyed it. So we have a good time here at WMFO. Artist of the decade. I think Taylor Swift is... I wouldn't say she's a terrible option. I mean, she definitely was very, I guess, like, around for the entire decade, like, literally the start of 2010 to basically the end of now. She's somewhat in the conversation throughout the whole decade, which I feel like a lot of artists who I feel like are objectively better that release stuff that were, like, impactful over the decade might not have that she, like, that aspect of it that she has to it. I'd definitely say some other contenders, Drake for sure. He was also relevant, like, So Far Gone was 2009, and ever since with, like, Take Care, with If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, and then recently, like, even, I mean, Scorpion was not well-received, but a lot of the singles, like, God's Plan, Nice for What, like, all those songs definitely, like, they broke streaming records. I think he's definitely, I don't know if he's the artist of the decade, but I he's definitely up there. I'd say maybe even top three. If you want me to like be honest, I want to say that Kendrick Lamar was probably, if you want me to say like the best artist of the decade, I wouldn't say he's the artist, if that makes sense. If you want like an artist to like kind of encapsulate the whole decade, I feel like Kendrick Lamar doesn't do that as well, but I feel like he made better music and in a way more impactful music than Drake or Taylor Swift.
Drake, I think, does encapsulate the decade well because we were talking about this earlier, but like he kind of does leech off trends in the music industry, and like good for him because like it's worked out for him for 10 years and he's the most streamed artist in the world. But like,
yeah,
he really does like follow trends, and that's why he's like still relevant.
Yeah, I agree, and I feel like the artist of the decade should have been a rapper because I think that like this decade has really, like, rap music has really come into the mainstream, and that's kind of defined this decade.
Yeah, the second half of this, like, at least definitely the second half, a lot of artists even that weren't very popular, they're charting very well on streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music. Mm-hmm. Trap like beats have like made their way into mainstream pop, and even trap songs have been hitting the airwaves as well. So I feel like that whole movement, could, I guess, say in a way that hip-hop artists are definitely kind of making their way towards, like, influencing what people listen to, mainly through like Spotify or like on the radio as well.
I'm going to butt in really quick. So I just searched up the criteria. I'm Rabia, by the way.
Hi, Rabia.
Hi, Rabia.
I just searched up the criteria for the artist of the decade. And the only reason Taylor Swift apparently got this is because she's won more AMAs this decade than anyone else.
Wait, it's
only AMAs.
From AMAs?
Only from AMAs. So that's why it was named that. But
conversation adjourned, I guess.
It just doesn't make any sense because the only reason she's won that many like AMAs is because, like, you know, 9 years ago, there weren't, like, as many diverse artists. And, like, I don't know. I really, like, I'm kind of mad about the fact that she won.
Yeah, I'm mad about
like,
it, too.
I don't like this criteria.
I'm
wait,
not mad
might
about
I propose
it.
Lady Gaga?
No.
Yes.
No, I, okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that one.
The Fame slapped. The Fame Monster, even better.
Lady Gaga's there were cultural relevance, like, completely just went downhill after, like, 2014.
Yeah, and then she didn't really, like, make such a very explosive comeback besides Shallow, like, in my opinion. I don't know. Like,
that was a good one.
That's cause
Shallow has almost a billion streams on Spotify.
But that's her only good song.
That's, like, not even... That's not
like,
even...
Can you, like, pull up the streaming numbers for Drake? Because I feel like okay. You'd be surprised.
Okay, you know.
Also, the past artists of the decades have been Elvis Presley, The Beatles, Stevie Wonder, Garth Brooks, and Michael Jackson.
Are you kidding me?
Taylor Swift does not compare to this.
That's interesting.
Who was the artist of last decade?
Yeah, wait, who was the last artist of the decade?
I did want to... Oh, go ahead.
No, you can go.
Okay. I did want to... I also, because, like, we've had this conversation before, but it seemed fitting to bring it back up, because it is definitely a good talking point, excuse me. I mentioned the name Adele, which I think if you want to bring up Lady Gaga, I think Adele should also be mentioned, because I thought about this more after the initial conversation we had. The thing about Adele is she was an artist that she'd be on the radio making like major waves in terms of mainstream pop, and on top of that you'd have kids singing it, your parents would be singing it, your grandparents would be singing it. She was a very accessible artist, but the thing was, like, the second half of the decade did not treat her well because she had that whole vocal injury or whatever, and then she was not really releasing her own content at all. In fact, I don't think she even released anything post 2014, 2013. Like, I'm pretty sure she didn't even do anything. But I definitely feel like she was, like, definitely a defining part of at least the first half of the decade. And if only if it weren't for that whole thing with her injury, I feel like she definitely would have been, like, in the talk for it. If she wasn't already. But I think she's back. I think she's back. I don't know if you know anything about it, but that whole divorce thing, I'm very excited for 31 or whatever. Heartbreak album of the next decade, perhaps.
While we're on the subject, I think that even though, like, maybe this person doesn't wouldn't be, like, as well known for Artist of the Decade, I think that, like, Pharrell Williams is definitely a contender because, like, despite the fact that, like, you can't, I don't know, not many people would be able to name a song by Pharrell, but, like, he's behind, like, a large amount of all the hits that have been produced this decade. A lot of, like, even, like, Blurred Lines, stuff like that, like, his project Nerd, and then, like, producing Sweetener by Ariana Grande and producing a bunch of other really culturally relevant records. He's kind of just, like, dipped his foot in every, like, relevant portion of the music industry for the past decade.
I would maybe agree with that. Also, I searched it up, and apparently in the 1990s, it was Garth Brooks, and then nobody in the 2000s, but Michael Jackson won the Artist of the Century Award in 2002. And then after
Artist
that, Taylor Swift.
Artist of which century, though?
Of the, like, last century?
I guess of the last century.
The whole 20th century.
The whole 20th.
Yep, Michael Jackson.
That's so interesting to
and
me.
Now Taylor Swift.
Why did they skip the 2000? Why would they skip the most, like, such an influential decade?
That's so interesting.
They were too scared to name Outkast as artist of the decade.
We knew we couldn't handle the truth.
I'm kind of upset about Michael Jackson being artist of the century.
Why?
I mean, he has some hits.
I feel like... I don't know, maybe I have a bias because the Beatles are, like, my favorite band, but they're so, like, so influential. Like, I feel like the whole, like, British invasion thing, they kind of, like, they defined that whole decade and made that decade, I think, like, more I guess, prominent for people than any of the other decades in music for that year. Like, for that century. My bad. But Michael Jackson was, he was a pop pioneer, but you also had artists like Prince and, like...
Yeah, Prince would have been.
And, who else? Like, maybe, if you arguably David Bowie? But, like, you definitely...
Oh, yeah.
You definitely had artists like that where he wasn't alone in shaping the 80s, 90s, early 1000s, like, pop kind of culture.
Right. I think David Bowie would be a good pick also. Just because he's so, like, not controversial, he's just always doing something new. But I guess Michael Jackson is definitely more accessible.
It's weird because Michael Jackson won the Artist of the Decade Award in the 1980s, and then they also gave him the Artist of the Century Award.
Well, I guess that would make sense.
Really just doing something
crazy. Is Artist of the Century also...
Wait, is it all just based on the AMAs? Yeah.
This one says... Okay, so that's what I thought, right? But I was just looking at an interview about why Taylor Swift won it, and Dick Clark Productions executive Mark Bracco said, Taylor's impact on music this decade is undeniable, and her performances on American Music Awards have been truly spectacular.
Performances on the AMAs.
Yeah, but, like, I don't think she has that great of an impact on music this decade.
Well, she does, but I just feel like there's more... Like,
she's more relevant, I feel like, in the decade between, like, 2005 and 2015, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I don't think that... Like, she released an album, apparently, this year, which I was not aware of.
Yeah, it was, like, the one with Lover on it.
It's not...
Yeah. Lover, it's all right. I'm not gonna deny it. It's like bad.
Is it?
There's a couple really good songs on there actually, but the album as a whole is not very powerful at all. Like I don't know. Like it's I don't even see it in question for like any sort of like best albums of pop or like even yeah. I don't know. It's like it's not a very strong album.
There's nothing like unique about it. Like,
what about Miley Cyrus?
And the thing is that...
No.
just no.
Okay, but like... Can't Be Tamed. Bangers.
Dare I suggest Death Grips if you are just the decade.
The thing is that Taylor's success from even like 2010 to 2015 was because of her race. Like, if we're being completely honest, it's because there weren't many artists that like could make it that were like black or non-black people of color. And now there's so many more artists that I think are much more talented than her that actually, like, have the platform and, like, the support from people that they finally, like, come out and, like, you know, gotten more popular. And, like, I think it's kind of unfair for the AMAs to be like, well, she won the most awards this decade, right? So, like, we're going to give it to her. Why don't they make it more about impact? Because if it was about impact, I don't think she would win.
I still think her music, like, slaps. Like, I still think that she, like... It's definitely valid that she was popular up until, like, 2015-ish. I definitely don't think she should have gotten Artist of the Decade.
Well, go ahead.
Cascada.
Don't say it.
No. I think that Every Time We Touch had enough cultural influence to, like, last the entire decade.
I think Flo Rida is the reason why rap is, like, pop now.
Wait, dare I say...
Like, you're not wrong.
Dare I say Pitbull is responsible for bridging the gap between Latin music and American music?
I don't think anyone can compete with Mr. Worldwide.
Now that Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, wait, he is Mr. Worldwide, yeah.
Mr. 305 to infinity?
Hmm.
Put the roof on fire?
Artist of the century, I think.
Literally,
this century. I'm calling it now.
I think.
Artist
I think,
of the that, like, 2000.
It is significant that he like sings in Spanish, like before it was like popular on the mainstream.
What about Justin Bieber, Despacito? He also sings in Spanish.
Justin Bieber's Spanish.
Justin Bieber.
Is almost as no, it's awful.
No, it's not. It's he did pretty good.
Also, I want to think about how many
artists
like
do as well as a Spanish person.
I can guarantee you. That his like vocal like that take must have taken days like easily yeah. to make it like sound like that, and it doesn't even sound that good. I can like yeah. guarantee you.
Cascada has a new song that she released earlier this month on
should
October
4th,
and I kind of think
should we do a live listen to it and then review it,
a live reaction.
Yeah, okay, everyone, so this is Like the Way I Do by Cascada.
with her attractive ass. Seven times I said okay. Then one time I could not look away. My mama, she told me so, and I chose to let you go. Now I do admit my mind has changed. Once a year the trees lose all their green, right about when we lost our routine. Our love is so powerful, I shouldn't look back, I know. That's the way to bring you back to me.
It's not bad. I have my qualms with it. It kind of slaps, but I have my qualms.
State your qualms, Jeffrey.
It, like, moderately slaps.
Yeah, state your qualms.
Okay, so, me, I had an EDM phase, and I'm not saying it's over entirely. I still tune in every once in a while, see
it's
how Lucas and Steve are doing, or see how Nicky Romero or David Guetta, see what's up with them. But based on, like, what I know about recent trends, I don't know a ton. But it really is catching on. There's, like, definitely a deep house / future house influence in there. Like, the beat it doesn't really stand out from what I've heard from the genre. But I think, like, if you think about it, like, in comparison to Every Time We Touch, is it the same vocalist?
Yeah. It's just...
That's not bad for, like, what, 10, 11 years difference?
Yeah, wait, when did Every Time We Touch even come out?
It doesn't sound like anything new.
Oh, Every Time We Touch was from 2006.
Wow. Okay.
This kind of sounds like another version of Every Time We Touch.
I agree. It's kind of concerning that after 13 years of that song, it still sounds the same.
Maybe she wanted another, like, hit song.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, she does have Evacuate the Dance Floor. That song cannot be forgotten.
Oh, I forgot. I don't know.
She made that song?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I'd say, if you want to be honest, like, the thing, like, if you really, like, want me to pick this apart, this is, like,
let's unpack.
I know everything every time we touch is definitely a more, like, high BPM, borderline, like, drum and bass, not drum and bass, hard style, like, borderline hard style song. But And that song was definitely more like deep house. But yeah, I nothing really like stood out about it. I wouldn't not dance to it at a party, but
I actually refused to dance to this song.
But I think like it's all right. It's all right. Yeah.
I searched Cascada on Twitter, and someone tweeted, "Feel like pure shit. Just want Cascada back."
Wait.
Oh, I.
That's interesting. I don't know what was that.
That's interesting.
What are your other thoughts on it, Rubia?
I don't personally like the song that much.
Wait, have you guys heard "What Hurts the Most" by Cascada?
No.
Oh, but wait. Would you like to listen to it right now?
We should
play it.
Okay. So we're gonna close out with this.
We're gonna close out with "What Hurts the Most" by Cascada because it is very good.
Thanks for tuning in.
Wait. Also, this is Amanda, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and listen to Fireside Brats from 2 to 3 a.m. Thursday mornings.
I can take the rain on the roof of this empty house. That don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and